day, I talk to listeners from all walks of life about their journey to financial freedom and how they can get there. But right now, I want to take a minute and talk to all you local businesses out there. Guys, it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this together. It's important to keep your business relevant right now because it'll really affect how you come out of this crisis. I want you to keep reaching out to your customers and your potential new customers right here on local radio. Let your community know you're open, how you're helping to keep them safe, and how your business is operating in the current conditions. Your message to your customers is key to the success of your business. Get your message on the air and make it stay safe, stay calm. We call you to be all right. To get more information on advertising on WFDA, call 540-434-0331. 540-434-0331.
When you buy from local merchants, you support your community and your local economy. Your dollars go where they are needed most for improvements to the town and people of the valley. Why buy local? Local businesses support the charities, athletic leagues, school activities, and other local nonprofits that matter most to you. Supporting local businesses preserves the economic diversity of our communities and the character of our neighborhoods. How can you help? Shop locally. Join WFDA and F&M Bank in support of local businesses like this.
Johnson Funeral Service is locally owned and operated. Johnson's always owned officials have been dedicated to serving the valley with compassion and joy. Call Bridge number at 828-2540 or call 249-8800.
Shop local. Supporting local businesses will help strengthen our local economy. Give back to the community and create local jobs and opportunities. Go local. Brought to you by F&M Bank. Throughout the valley to serve you. Invest in your community. Go local. It begins with you. This is Sierra, Program Director for Girls on the Run of the Shenandoah Valley, inviting you to join our virtual conference November 14th through 21st. So please support girls in our community as they set goals and challenge themselves to discover their confidence, compassion, and resiliency while participating with the Girls on the Run team. Run, walk, talk, or skip November 14th through 21st. Support strong girls. To register and learn more, go to girlsontherunfc.org. That's girlsontherunfc.org.
It's the Mike Shipman Show on News Talk 92.1 at 550 WSBA.
Mike Shipman Show on a lovely Friday day. A little chilly, a little nippy, but it's fall. And we do have football. A lot of people think of dogs as man's best friend, but according to folklore, it's horses that are the original man's best friend. Horses are estimated to have been domesticated to 6,000 B.C. Now, there's a lot of things to know about horses, but did you know that horses have the largest eyes of any land mammal, and their teeth take up more room in their head than their brain? Although the average domesticated horse has a lifespan of 25 years, the oldest horse ever reported was Bull Billy. He was 62 years old. And one other neat thing to know about horses, there are currently 33,000 wild horses here in the United States. Most of those horses are found in western states such as New Mexico and Wyoming.
Today's Farm and Garden Almanac is made possible by Seaworks USA, providing key gathering for the dairy and livestock industry. Information at SeaworksUSA.com.
Outstanding balance, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, an ardent supporter of President Trump, says he will work with Joe Biden on whatever he needs.
The vice president deserves a caddy. I'll give him my input about who I could vote for as Secretary of State. Attorney General. I recognize that he wants to deserve the caddy.
Mostly sunny and very warm.
Monday, 973. The NASA weather is only holding on News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSBA.
Sunny blue sky, 71 and WSBA. In the week of summer. Time for news being brought to you by Town and Country Furniture. They are the only home plate for real American-made quality and value on Route 42 in Dayton. Online.
More than 1,500 new cases of COVID-19 in the locally, 20 new cases in the city of Harrisonburg. 17 of each in both Rockingham and Central County. Now, there were no new deaths in the Lexington area. Hospitalizations were at a minimum. Numbers from the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association know were a bit alarming as ICUs are at 81% capacity and ventilator use has increased to 36% of the state's stockpile. Currently, 1,057 patients are hospitalized throughout the Commonwealth and being treated for COVID-19. Now, James Madison University has seen a massive decline in the number of COVID-19 cases. School President Dr. Jonathan Eldridge credited the drop in cases to several steps taken when the outbreak occurred at the beginning of the school year, including transitioning to online learning and de-densifying residents all on a temporary basis. Eldridge added, though, during the beginning of the Board of Visitors meeting this afternoon, now's not the time for the school to let it fall down.
Now, we are not, of course, celebrating the taking a victory lap because we know the pandemic is ongoing and the threat continues. But we have done an awful lot over these last few months to continue to strengthen our approach and our response. Now, just as the goal continue with increased testing, increased quarantine and isolation states, are for the safety measures on campus and in classrooms, while focusing on student conduct.
More than 90% of those who have tested positive for COVID-19 in Harrisonburg have not needed to be hospitalized, meaning they have either been asymptomatic or have had mild cases. That's what we mean. Whether it's COVID or the regular flu, people can care for themselves at home.
It is all the cases of influenza or COVID to pay attention to staying hydrated, monitor their temperature, monitor their physical breathing, get them well.
Green notes that flu and coronavirus have similar symptoms and are nearly impossible to tell apart.
Searching for furniture that you can pass down to the next generation? Town & Country Furniture in Dayton has always made it very lean quality furniture at affordable prices. Shop a full line of solid wood furniture for any room in your home. Enjoy the beauty of real wood. And uniquely yours with stained colors and hardware that can be customized. More delivery is always free. Town & Country Furniture feels like home. Shop open. Shop Town & Country in Dayton. Or online at townhomefurniture.com.
You're listening to News Talk 92.85, 50 WSBA, Philadelphia, 121 men from Virginia were arrested yesterday by the convicts that were near the convention center. One ongoing boat camp to decide to put the neutral out of the game. Somebody said that in the boat once at the beach top of Philadelphia and did not have permits to carry weapons in Pennsylvania. Right after the first, that was the first that he was hit from Norfolk Police about their plan. Silver hung a list of being a license plate for the parts of the location where police say they found the men, one age 51, while the other was 42 years old. Men will be charged with firearm defenses, but one of them is under capture. They've been arraigned. And a beekeeper was the city of Harrisonburg to appoint a committee and set standards to keep cleanliness. Now, next to the council last week, caught 18 forms of honeybees and trapped plates within the city limits so far this year. He said most people confuse honeybees with yellow jackets.
What them bees? Bad names are the bat and the bee are people get stung. It's 99% of the time people are getting stung with yellow jackets. These names are called, and I don't deal with them whatsoever.
After many years have been fighting in Harrisonburg for centuries, and yet it's hundreds of cities across America. For New Stock 921 and 550 WSBA, I'm Larry Goldrich.
Well, one of the problems with some of the urban environments is new technology. News brought to you by Town & Country Furniture. They are the only home place for real American-made quality and value. And we're 14 days and online at TownCoFurniture.com. Our question of the day. We want to know, let's get ready to make some road trips. What is your single most favorite song to drive to?
that